Hello, it's James Clay again with another Innovating E-Learning Conference podcast. With me today is Sarah Knight. Hello, Sarah.
Hello, James.
Sarah, well, to be honest, you know, the GIST conference is now, what, a couple of weeks away, and, you know, the tension is building. But why GIST running an online conference? Because you have your big conference in April. Why are you doing an online conference in November?
Well, this is actually our fifth conference online that we'll be running this year, James. And as part of the e-learning program work, we very much feel that we should be demonstrating the potential that technologies offer for teaching and learning. And hence the reason why 5 years ago we decided to pilot our first online conference using mainly asynchronous discussion forums. And since then, 5 years later, we are now using a very interactive sort of format of both live and asynchronous sessions, lasting for 4 days with a pre-activity and reading week, and really have a very exciting lineup of presenters this year. So I think for us, you know, we need to be demonstrating the best use of technology and really showcasing to others the opportunities that technology offers for us to be truly online.
So you kind of mentioned the program there. What to you are some of the highlights? I mean, it's a very I've seen the program and you can view it on the website. It's a very packed program. But what for you are the highlights? I mean, you know, if I was going to dip into the conference and come to one or two sessions, you know, what would be the ones I should be looking out for?
Well, I think I always give this advice because I think, firstly, people tend to think an online conference, oh, you know, I can just dip in and out whenever I want. And that is true because that really is one of the benefits of an online conference, that you can plan your attendance, obviously, around the commitments that you have, whether at work or at home or on the move. But I think what's really important for delegates to realise is to look at the programme quite carefully in advance and really highlight the themes and the topics that they are particularly interested in terms of their context. So whether that be, for example, looking at the potential for technology-enhanced assessment and feedback, of which we have a very exciting session led by David Bowd from the University of Technology in Sydney, which will be talking about best practice in assessment and feedback and exploring the role technology can play to enhance that, or whether it be looking at having a more detailed understanding of what students really want from their learning and teaching experience. And we have Usman Ali, Vice President of the NUS, and Aaron Porter, President of the NUS, talking about the recently published report into students' perspectives into online learning. So I think my advice would be for delegates to look at the programme in advance, to really pick out the areas that they are interested in, and then really try and focus on those discussions. The great thing is they won't be missing out on the other sessions because all the live sessions will be recorded. So there is an opportunity to go in and listen to the recorded Illuminate live sessions and also, of course, browse the discussions and all the presentations once the conference is officially closed.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one of the real attractions of the conference is that there's 4 days of intense discussion. But if you've had to miss something, because, you know, we know what it's like. You have a meeting that you've got to go to, or there is a crisis or something else. You've got until, what, December the 31st to be able to review those presentations again, read over the discussions that had happened. I mean, that doesn't happen with a face-to-face conference, does it? I mean, that's...
Well, it doesn't. I mean, face-to-face conference, you know, you're very limited in which sessions you can attend actually on the day. And it's then always on the train home, you think, yes, I'm really going to go back and look through those presentations and papers and review that. But often, you know, other things come up in the way and, you know, you very quickly forget about it. Whereby the online conference, the actual environment stays open till the end of December for reading and reflection. And following that, all the materials in terms of the conference presentations and Illuminate recordings will also then be on the GISC website for, you know, for future reference. So one of the big advantages, I think, to the conference, particularly in today's sort of current economic climate, is really getting value for your money.
Well, if you're talking for value for money, how much is this? Is this a 4-day conference with some excellent speakers? I mean, this must be costing thousands of pounds for delegates to attend, or not, as the case may be. I mean, what we're talking about, £50, aren't we?
It's £50, and it's not actually 4 days, James, because we're also looking at a pre-activity and reading week, which starts on Tuesday the 16th of November. And during that week, we have also got a selection of live sessions taking place in Illuminate in terms of various different JISC projects and services, which will be demonstrating their innovative practice. There will also be some virtual world orientation sessions and visits to islands in Second Life, and that is through working with our regional support centres. So in terms of sort of value added, we have got the 4 days of the official conference, but then, of course, we also have the 7 day reading week as well, whereby we are offering delegates the opportunity of getting familiar with the environment, and also networking. Because, you know, I think one of the things that perhaps the disadvantages of an online conference is perhaps you can't meet each other over a coffee and go into a quiet corner and have a chat. But there is, of course, the social areas within the online conference itself. So there are opportunities of having virtual discussions over a virtual cup of coffee. But you know, so there is an atmosphere, and I think we've very much seen that over the years, whereby we have some familiar faces that return each year, but also it's wonderful to see new faces coming in and joining the conference to, I hope, what is a very welcoming atmosphere.
Well, you know, having spoken to a few people who attended the conference for the first time last year, you know, and they're coming back, I think that says it all, really, isn't it? They found it a useful, valuable experience. They got a lot out of it. They enjoyed the social side. They found it, and it's impacted on their practice. And I think that is, to me, the real value and the real power of this conference, is that the fact it does change what people do in their organisations.
I think that's a key point for us, James. I think, you know, through the work of the e-learning programme, we really do, that's really our raison d'etre, that we are working with institutions to look at how technology can impact and enhance current practice. And, you know, to hear examples where delegates have taken away sort of key points, you know, built on some of the key messages that have come out of previous conferences, and then being able to implement that in their own context, I think is a real sort of success factor of the conference. And I hope it'll be the same this year, even more so, I think, in the sort of political and sort of economic turmoil that is around us at the moment. So an opportunity of like-minded people to get together and to really thrash out some of the really sort of challenging questions and issues that we face in our current roles.
And I think we need to maybe to kind of wrap this up, in the sense of, you know, there are lots of conferences out there, but, you know, for this one is about being able to attend it at a time and place that's convenient to you. And I think that's one of the key issues, isn't it? We talk about personalization. We talk about providing a more kind of individual type of support for people. And the online conference allows that to happen. You don't need to worry about booking out huge amounts of time, booking trains, booking hotels. It's about attending the conference and focusing on the content, the discussion and the debate, all from the comfort of your own office chair.
I think that's an excellent summary, James. And, you know, I think just to reiterate, you know, the really rich experience that people will get, and, you know, the opportunity of really seeing how these technologies can then be utilised in your own teaching practices, and looking at those benefits that will have for the learners. So I think for us, it really is about bringing innovation to life, which, of course, is the theme for this year's conference.
There we have it. Thank you very much, Sarah. If you want to find out more about the conference, go to www.jisc.ac.uk/ELP Conference 10. And it takes place from the 23rd to the 26th of November. There's a reading week the week before, and it is only £50. This is James Clay. Thanks for listening.